This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
For WRCE 107.7 FM News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The New Lisbon Police Department has issued an update on the homicide investigation that occurred last week. The department continues to work with other agencies within Wisconsin, as well as the Federal Bureau of Investigation and U.S. Marshal Service. They continue to investigate the whereabouts of Virgil Thue. The last confirmed sighting of Thue was New Year's Day near Orange Road and McEwen Road in Lisbon Township. The last known vehicle Thue was known to have had has been recovered by the local law enforcement. Virgil Thue currently has an arrest warrant issued through Juneau County for 3 counts of first-degree intentional homicide and a warrant through Wisconsin probation and parole. Thue is described as a white male, 47 years of age, with brown hair and blue eyes, weighing 160 pounds and 5'11". He also has a 1-inch long scar on his forehead. Virgil Thue should be considered armed and dangerous. If you see him, do not confront or approach him, but contact 911. Governor Tony Evers wants to give Wisconsin voters more power by requiring the legislature to create a statewide binding referendum process. The Democratic governor said he'll propose that when he releases his 2-year state budget. Evers said Republicans in the legislature are ignoring voters on issues such as restoring abortion access, legalizing and taxing marijuana, and others. Those same Republican lawmakers who continue to hold majorities in the Senate and Assembly would need to approve the plan, which Evers will include in his proposed state budget. The governor will deliver his budget message on February 18th. Under the process outlined by Evers, voters would be able to file petitions with the Wisconsin Elections Commission to hold a vote on proposed state laws or constitutional amendments or to repeal state laws. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin says she'll give all of President-elect Donald Trump's cabinet nominations a fair shake, but won't compromise if somebody might hurt Wisconsin families, veterans, and businesses. Baldwin says she's worked with Trump's nominee for Transportation Secretary and former 7th District Congressman Sean Duffy before and would be inclined to support him. Baldwin did say she needs to hear from Trump's controversial pick to lead Health and Human Services, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and would question him about his positions on vaccines. All of Trump's nominees need to be confirmed by a Senate majority. A lawsuit against several Wisconsin television stations will continue. Eric Hovde, the Republican who ran for Senate against Tammy Baldwin, accuses several television stations of defamation for airing commercials by the Democratic Political Action Group Win Senate PAC. Brown County Judge Donald Zudmolder heard arguments Thursday on a motion to dismiss the lawsuit. He gave no ruling but gave the attorneys more time to submit written arguments. While the suit was filed in northeastern Wisconsin, it named stations all over the state. The suit names the parent companies, Gray Media, Nexstar, Scripps Media, and Sinclair Broadcasting. These include WMTV in Madison, owned by Gray Media. Zudmolder anticipates issuing a ruling in the coming weeks. A projection from the Wisconsin Department of Administration found that the state's population is expected to decline over the next 25 years. According to the report, Department of Administration officials expect a population loss of about 200,000 people by 2050. Researchers evaluated decreasing fertility rates and an increasing average age of the state population. The New Lisbon Police Department has issued an update on the homicide investigation that occurred last week. They continue to investigate the whereabouts of Virgil Thue. Virgil Thue currently has an arrest warrant issued through Juneau County for 3 counts of first-degree intentional homicide and a warrant through Wisconsin probation and parole. Thue is described as a white male, 47 years of age, with brown hair and blue eyes, weighing 160 pounds and 5'11". He also has a 1-inch long scar on his forehead. If you see him, contact 911. Vernon County has launched its new official website, now live at vernoncountywi.gov. This transition from the previous domain, vernoncounty.org, reflects the county's commitment to enhancing accessibility, modernizing infrastructure, and security for residents and visitors alike. The move to a .gov domain designated specifically for government entities, underscores Vernon County's dedication to providing reliable and secure online resources. The new domain offers an easily recognizable and trusted space for constituents to access county services, updates, and information. Visitors to the previous website, vernoncounty.org, will be automatically redirected to the new domain. While the content remains familiar, users are encouraged to update bookmarks and save links to reflect the new address. If you'd like to see your Christmas tree get new life, a zoo in Baraboo will take it. Ochsner Park Zoo is accepting Christmas trees for their animals. More than 100 people have already done it, and now their Arctic fox, goats, otters, and even snakes are enjoying them. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is considering wind turbine restrictions amid the population decline of cave bats. According to DNR officials, the restrictions would involve a wind speed requirement to use the turbines, as cave bats typically don't fly as often in high winds. The wind speed required to use the turbines would be determined by the population density of the cave bats in a particular area. The Department of Natural Resources will be accepting public comments on the restriction plan until January 15th. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources invites clubs and organizations to host free fishing clinics on Winter Free Fishing Weekend, January 18th and 19th. On Free Fishing Weekend, residents and non-residents can fish most waters of the state without a fishing license or a stamp for trout or salmon. Clinic plans should include anglers with limited mobility. Many state properties and community partners have accommodations or equipment to make the outdoors accessible for all. Learn about the available accommodations at state-managed properties on the DNR's Accessible Recreation webpage and other options from partner organizations. Those planning to host a Winter Free Fishing Weekend event are asked to submit registration and material request forms by January 8th. The clinic will be promoted and educational materials will be sent. Organizers are encouraged to also welcome adults new to ice fishing. Clinic hosts are advised to consult the trout regulations when planning clinics and outings. While catch-and-release trout streams are included, only artificial lures are allowed, and anglers must release all trout caught. All other fishing regulations, including bag limits, size limits, and species restrictions, remain in effect. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Bucks win in Toronto. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks dominated the Raptors. 128-104, Giannis Antetokounmpo needed stitches after cutting his right hand on the rim, then finished the night with 11 points, 13 assists, and 12 rebounds, his fourth triple-double of the season. Doc Rivers.
He didn't want to come out because he felt like he could finish, but it kept bleeding. It definitely was affecting him. You could see it really hurt his ball handling a little bit. I got to tell you, he set a tone, started the game with his passing. That, you know, it's funny, we were talking about how well he passed, but I thought that just set the whole tone to our team. And when your best player does that, it becomes contagious.
College basketball, the Badgers with a Big Ten conference win. On the road, 75-63 over Rutgers. John Blackwell had 21 points. NFL, Packers wide receiver Christian Watson suffering a season-ending torn ACL. The Packers face the Eagles Sunday in the playoffs after losing to the Bears.
You know, every game is a new game, every week a new week. It's all about your preparation, energy, and, you know, the mindset that you have going into the next week. So, you know, we got to just fix the mindset, 24 hours, you know, this game over with. So, you know, we got to prepare for next week.
That's Packers wide receiver Jaden Reed. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. The 2025 Golden Globes are in the books. The show honors the best of both TV and film from around the world. Nikki Glaser was the night's MC and got mostly favorable reviews and good laughs, like when she told Timothy Chalamet she loves his eyelashes on his upper lip. Some of the award winners include Jeremy Allen White, who won Best Actor in a Musical or Comedy for The Bear for the second year in a row. Jean Smart took home the prize in the same category for Best Actress in Hacks. When it comes to film, the big winners were The Brutalist and Emilia Perez. Zoe Saldana nabbed the Best Supporting Actress for her role in Perez, and Adrian Brody was named Best Actor for The Brutalist. Demi Moore won Best Actress in a Musical or Comedy in The Substance, and it was Sebastian Stan who won Best Actor in the same category for his role in A Different Man. Award season is officially underway. Actor Craig T. Nelson belted out the national anthem before the Bears-Packers game on Sunday. The actor stars in Green and Gold, a film about a farmer who bets on the Green Bay Packers to save his Wisconsin farm, part of which was shot in Door County. The 80-year-old actor complimented the Packer fan base and called the opportunity of standing near the Packers logo at Lambeau Field an absolute thrill. Green and Gold hits theaters January 31st. Frontmen don't do humble, but today I was. Those are the words of U2 lead singer Bono, who received the Presidential Medal of Honor from President Joe Biden last weekend. Other recipients of the award went to Hillary Clinton, Irvin Magic Johnson, Bill Nye the Science Guy, Michael J. Fox, and conservationist Jane Goodall. Bono is the winner of 22 Grammy Awards in his career. The White House said he was selected for the Medal of Freedom due to his tireless work against HIV and poverty. There was a lion's roar atop the box office this past weekend. Mufasa took first place on the big screen with a haul of just under $24 million. The Lion King prequel edged out Sonic the Hedgehog 3 on the last weekend of 2024. Sonic, which was tops last weekend over Mufasa, brought in just over $21 million for a second place, but out-earned Mufasa over the traditional three-day weekend. Both films are entering their fourth week of release and showing decent legs. Coming in third place this past weekend was Focus Features' Nosferatu, a surprise hit that has pulled in about $70 million since its release on Christmas Day. The film is now at $100 million globally. Rounding out the top five were Moana 2 in fourth place with $12 million and about to pass $1 billion globally. And in fifth place was Wicked with just over $10 million. The Bob Dylan biopic, A Complete Unknown, landed in sixth place for the second week in a row with just over 8 million big ones. Great assortment of flicks in the theaters right now to help you combat the cold. Check them out. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A mix of sun and clouds today and a high in the mid-20s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows 5 to 10 above. And partly sunny for tomorrow, a high around 20. Mostly sunny in mid-20s Thursday, some flurries late. Right now it's 7.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.